Gaming growth has hit a slump, but not in Africa. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Africa is one of the world's fastest growing video game markets. It's bucking a global slowdown in sales and usage that has led to layoffs across the industry. The number of gamers in sub-Saharan Africa has more than doubled in recent years, largely on mobile. But the lack of access to credit cards could be a limiting factor. Now, as the BBC's Mo Ali reports, some fintech companies are jumping in to bridge the gap.
The Dutch research company Newzoo predicts Africa's gaming industry will generate more than $1 billion for the first time ever this year. Much of the growth, which is being led by Nigeria and South Africa, is down to the continent's young population, increased internet access, and cheaper smartphones. But paying for subscriptions and making in-game purchases remain a challenge. Lucy Hoffman is co-founder and chief operating officer of Carry First, a Cape Town-based video games publisher.
Credit card penetration in Africa is only 2.7%. And so a lot of the traditional platforms like Google Play or Apple rely on credit cards. And therefore, a lot of our players just can't buy the content they want. Big focus for us has been sort of bridging the gap.
Hoffman says her company has already made inroads into finding payment solutions for gamers across Africa, like PayFirst.
Essentially, we integrate with payment methods that are available in Nigeria. That may be OPay, which is a wallet. It may be bank transfer, so like instantly transferring from one bank account to the next. And players can come to our shop, our web shop, and buy content that they love using payment methods that are accessible to them.
What about gamers in Cape Town? How do they pay for their games?
My name is Shakil Kaji. I regularly play PlayStation 5. You can either do it via credit or debit card, which is what most people do, or you can go to any supermarket that they have these voucher codes. You can buy them there, and then so you load 500 rand, for example, onto the code at the counter when you buy it.
He says paying by voucher code or a local payment platform also stops young gamers from running up big bills.
The debit card will automatically save on the PlayStation. It doesn't come off unless you click that setting. So I've heard stories about younger children who just end up buying more and more extra on the card, and then it racks up a massive bill.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. We're back with the BBC's Mo Ali on Africa's fast-growing gaming market.
Other gamers, like Raid Daniels, don't have a credit card or any way of paying online. He relies on freebies instead.
Sometimes PlayStation will give you like a free trial. When the last time it happened to me, they gave me a 14-day free trial. So then I could play FIFA online against other people, get access to free games.
For Roblox, which is a very international platform, you know, especially predominantly in the US, I think for children it's like amazing to see South African anything on the platform.
It's their own culture.
Exactly.
Glenn Gillis, chief executive of Cape Town-based game development company Sea Monster Entertainment, believes there's much more exciting potential for growth in the gaming industry in Africa compared to traditional markets like Europe and the US.
You know, those markets are mature, they're aging, and there's not a lot of growth there, whereas all the exciting things really are happening across the continent.
He says there are challenges on the ground, but there's opportunity in the gaming market in Africa that there isn't anywhere else in the world. Game developers and fintech companies are now trying to turn that into millions of dollars.
That was Mo Ali at the BBC. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.